Virus, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, it's me, Gia Peppers. Tune in to More Than That with me live this weekend or catch the show wherever you listen to podcasts. This week, we'll be discussing Black maternal health with singer-songwriter Melanie Fiona. I'll also be joined by twin MDs Dr. Brandi Jackson and Dr. Brittany James, co-founders of the Institute of Anti-Racism in Medicine. And we'll hear from an Emmy-winning producer and mother of three, Sasha Mitchell Fuller. More Than That is brought to you by Pampers. Explore helpful pregnancy guides, free childbirth education classes, and more at pampers.com/pregnancy. Pampers made from love.
I was trying to do everything holistically. I had my crystals, I had my essential oils burning, my doula was there with the lavender on my forehead. It just got to a point where my blood pressure wasn't going down, and they came in and they were like, you're going to have a C-section. And I just remember saying to God, please surround me with people that are going to support me through this process.
Hi, it's Perry Small. We've made a lot of strides to end the coronavirus pandemic, but it's not over yet. Access Community Health Network is here to remind you to continue wearing your mask, social distance, and get a COVID-19 test if you're worried you were exposed. Access has community testing sites located throughout the Chicagoland area and offers free testing to anyone over the age of two. It's easy to schedule. Just call Access at 800-836-7633 to make a telehealth appointment, and then the Access team will schedule your test. Results are available within 2 to 3 days. Call today to schedule or visit them online at accesscommunityhealthnetwork.net. That's ACHN.net.
I am attorney Ernest B. Fenton. It's a great time to create, review, or update your estate plan, invest in real estate, look at your taxes, and your business. Do you need powers of attorney, contracts, business succession planning, LLCs, trusts? Are you in foreclosure? Let's not wait any longer. A better night's rest may be one phone call away. Your help is here. Phone me, attorney Ernest B. Fenton, at 708-991-7268. If you're concerned about pricing or cost, don't be, because there is special WVON pricing just for you and convenient payment plans. 708-991-7268. Special WVON pricing and payment plans are available. Phone me, 708-991-7268.
COVID's top of the mind for all of us every day. Now there are new forms of the virus called variants, but we're not going to let them get the best of us. Vaccines are here, but until enough of us are vaccinated, we still need to slow the spread, mask up, keep that 6-foot distance, and avoid crowds and indoor gatherings. We can do this. Learn more about slowing the spread at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This message is brought to you by WVON's Block Club Initiative in partnership with My Block, My Hood, My City.
My Block, My Hood, My City is helping rebuild Chicago one block at a time, and they need our help to continue their mission through the One Block at a Time initiative. Two volunteer events are hosted each month. They support block clubs by cleaning alleys, mowing lawns, shoveling for seniors, and more. For more info, sign up or visit formyblock.org.
Hi, it's me, Gia Peppers. Tune in to More Than That with me live this weekend or catch the show wherever you listen to podcasts. This week, we'll be discussing Black maternal health with singer-songwriter Melanie Fiona. I'll also be joined by twin MDs Dr. Brandi Jackson and Dr. Brittany James, co-founders of the Institute of Anti-Racism in Medicine. And we'll hear from an Emmy-winning producer and mother of three, Sasha Mitchell Fuller. More Than That is brought to you by Pampers. Explore helpful pregnancy guides, free childbirth education classes, and more at pampers.com/pregnancy. Pampers made from love.
I was trying to do everything holistically. I had my crystals, I had my essential oils burning, my doula was there with the lavender on my forehead. It just got to a point where my blood pressure wasn't going down, and they came in and they were like, you're gonna have to have a C-section. And I just remember saying to God, please surround me with people that are going to support me through this process.
Did you know you do not need 20% down to purchase a home? There are programs that require as little as 0% down. Did you know Fifth Third offers a down payment and closing cost assistance program of up to $5,000? And you can combine it with other down payment assistance programs. This is banking a Fifth Third better. Learn more about how to prepare and secure a mortgage at Fifth Third Banking, where they're working hard to make banking a Fifth Third better, which means they put 166.7% into everything they do. Visit 53.com. /mortgage/Fifth Third, an equal housing lender.
I'm Henry Louis Gates Jr. We are people of resilience. No matter what happens, we fight through the pain. We protect our traditions. We uphold our excellence. So let's protect our lives with vaccines we can trust. We can do this.
To learn more about COVID-19 vaccines, visit cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Turning 65 is an amazing milestone. Zing Health wants to help you optimize your health by choosing the right Medicare Advantage plan so you can start enjoying all the moments this new chapter of life has to offer. Let Zing Health help you feel amazing. Take advantage now of the great benefits not covered by Medicare, such as dental, vision, hearing, enhanced drug coverage, and more. Call 1-833-946-4487 or visit us at MyZingMedicare.com to learn more.
Zing Health is a Medicare Advantage HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Zing Health HMO plans depends on contract renewals. Zing Health complies with applicable federal civil laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex.
COVID's top of the mind for all of us every day, and it better be. Now there are new forms of the virus called variants. Vaccines are here, and black doctors and scientists played a major role in developing them. We're getting vaccinated to build our community immunity and slow the spread. But until enough of us are vaccinated, we still need to wear tightly fitted masks, keep that 6-foot distance from people you don't live with, and avoid crowds and indoor gatherings. But we can't let up if we want to take COVID down. Yeah, we're all tired of it, but we're starting to see results from doing what we've been doing. We're no strangers to doing what it takes to keep our people safe. So let's keep it up. We can do this. Learn more about the vaccines and slowing the spread at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seichman of Seichman Margolis and Fairman LLP. 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll free, 888-837-3275. Office number is 312-781-1977. Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Veteran business owner, Hare's Golf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. Tabach Law, LLC, 6045 North Green Bay Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 414-375-1735.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Their country loved. you something like this. Listen here.
Oh, beautiful far spacious skies.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Jesse Brown, VA Works. Today is Saturday, April 10th, 2021. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and National Deaf History Month. Our host is the Governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly. I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer, they are here and present and accounted for. Today, we'll be speaking with a very special person from the VA, Santonio Sanders, a U.S. Navy veteran, and Jesse Brown, VA Group Practice Manager. Today, he is going to be talking to us about the vaccine, and with the recently passed Save Life Act, all veterans and their spouses and caregivers and widows of veterans can now get the COVID-19 vaccine at the VA medical centers. So lead us into this, Santonio. I'm really pleased to have you on to talk about this topic because it really means a lot to our veterans and their families.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you all to talk about what Jesse Brown VA is doing to make sure that we vaccinate our veterans and keep our communities a step closer to being safer as we reopen as a nation. So thank you for having me again. Yes, I'm the group practice manager for the Jesse Brown VA. And we are charged right now with kind of closing the gaps and making sure that we're reaching every single veteran and providing the opportunity and informing them of the opportunity to be vaccinated within the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. So as you spoke to recently, Congress has enacted the Save Lives Act, which has enabled us to reach not only all veterans who were previously eligible for VA healthcare, but now veterans who were not previously eligible for healthcare, their spouses, their widows, and their caregivers. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to reach out and touch a lot more bodies than we would. I believe the number was 51 million more people nationwide that we can vaccinate within our healthcare system.
Wow, that's a huge number. And, you know, tell me a little bit more about, you know, what is this? I mean, so if I am a veteran and I usually get my routine care at the VA, what happens if I don't really get my routine care at the VA? Does this apply to me as well?
Absolutely. And that's one of the best parts about this. So, previously, like I said, you were only eligible to receive the vaccination at the VA if you were enrolled in VA healthcare, meaning you were eligible via one of the eligibility criteria. Since the pandemic has started and more recently, we have expanded eligibility to those who may have not been eligible for VA healthcare due to financial income limits or due to their discharge. So now if you were honorably discharged, dishonorably discharged, discharged other than honorable, administratively discharged, whatever, however you were discharged, you are eligible to receive a vaccine. And again, if you are ineligible for VA healthcare prior due to income restrictions, you are not eligible to receive the vaccine as well. Your spouse, yeah, absolutely, as well as your caregivers and your spouses, widowed or living.
Okay. So, you know, so now we have a issue about, well, you know, so I'm thinking about getting the vaccine and I may need some more information on it. But, you know, how do I register? How do I schedule an appointment, you know, to get vaccinated?
So great question. So Jesse Brown has instituted a lot of various opportunities for you to either reach out and let us know that you're interested in the vaccine or for us to reach out to you. So we obviously know who our veterans are that are enrolled in healthcare with the VA system. We've been reaching out to you. And if you somehow not receive one of our contact attempts, please reach us at 312-569-5801. You can call us at that number Monday through Friday between 8 and 3:30. And one of us will pick up the phone and you can inquire about your eligibility. You can inquire about receiving an appointment. We also have another avenue where you can go to the va.gov. That's va.gov. Right on the homepage, they have a link for you to sign up and let us know that you're interested in receiving the vaccination. We'll get that information from you and we'll either reach out to you very soon, or again, you can call us at 312-569-5801 Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 and 3:30. If you're already enrolled in healthcare with the VA, you can also contact your primary care health team and they'll get you scheduled in for the vaccine as well. Again, if you're a caregiver not previously enrolled in one of our caregiver programs, if you're a spouse or a widowed a spouse or a widow spouse of a veteran, you can also access the va.gov website what's known as the Keep Me Informed tool. Let us know that you're interested in the vaccine, and we will definitely be reaching out to you very shortly.
Okay, so, you know, if I'm a caregiver for a veteran or a spouse, do I need to have any kind of information, like or identification, or how do I, you know, substantiate that I'm a, you know, a spouse or a caregiver for a veteran?
At this time, we are not asking for any substantial information. If you say that you're a link to a veteran via spouse or caregiver, please access their website and we will vaccinate you.
Okay, great. So what about walk-ups? Can I just walk in and get vaccinated?
We are encouraging everyone to make a scheduled appointment based on vaccine availability. So we want to widely pronounce or promote walk-ins. There are times when we will, and we will do our best to inform our community when those walk-in times are available. But to make sure you get a slot and make sure you reserve a vaccine, we prefer that you schedule an appointment by either, again, calling that number that I recently provided or accessing the VA.gov website.
You know, what type of vaccine will they receive? You know, because we have a Moderna out there and Pfizer and then Johnson & Johnson. And, you know, so is there like a certain vaccine that's given by the VA or do they, you know, use multiple ones?
Nope. So the VA nationwide and Jesse Brown specifically is offering the Moderna vaccine, the Janssen & Janssen, or excuse me, the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine. Can't guarantee which one you will receive when you sign up. Okay. Just know that all of them are safe, all of them are effective, and all of them are being offered at Jesse Brown or one of our four outliers communities. So I do want to make that clear to you all. If you are not able to get to Jesse Brown or one of our four area locations, so we have a location in Chicago Heights, Lakeside downtown, and the Auburn Gresham neighborhood of South Chicago, as well as in Crown Point, Indiana. So if you're in close proximity to one of those locations, you can visit one of our locations and register for the vaccine in person, and you may have an opportunity to receive a vaccine at one of those sites. And I'm also happy to announce that we will be, if you can't get to us, we will soon be coming to your door, to your communities to vaccinate you. So soon you'll hear from Jesse Brown on some of our community events. We're happy to partner with the Cook County Health Department as well as other various veteran partnership organizations where we're looking for opportunities to come into the communities, come into your neighborhoods and vaccinate you in locations that you're familiar with.
Okay, yeah, because we do have a lot of VFW posts, American Legion's posts, those kinds of things out there too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So there are various organizations that we're partnering with, and you'll find out who those are soon as we promote those. And hopefully we'll come back to speak with you here on WVON and promote those initiatives as well.
Well, I'm really you definitely have a space to come back and talk because this is such an important issue and – you know, it can save lives. I do a lot of Zoom talks right now with the state and then with my employer. And a lot of the Zoom talks, I talk about, you know, the COVID-19. And, you know, one of the things I brought into reality's doorstep was if you look at the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, they're about 95% effective. So what I did, I asked myself a question. Back on February 28th, they had the Washington Memorial, and you had the Reflection Pool and in Washington Monument, and you had the, you know, luminary bags lit. And, you know, President Biden was there and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I was looking at it and I said, wait, what would have happened if we had this vaccine back in December of 2019? And I calculated this thing out. And what I calculated out was that you would have had about 497,600 people whose lives would have been automatically saved, never got
Correct.
Sick. And the rest of the 51,000 that did get sick, they would have actually had a milder course and not be hospitalized or face death. So we would have saved over 502,000 American lives, over 500,000. None of those people would have died if we had had the vaccine and were able to distribute it when the virus first came out. So what we going forward, we can't afford to lose another 500,000 people. So
we can't afford to lose another person.
Another person. So that's right.
Yeah. So I encourage everyone, every veteran in earshot of this message, despite your discharge, despite your previous eligibility criteria, it's important that you understand that you are not only protecting yourself, you're protecting those around you. And we have opportunities to protect those around you as well. So another point that I would like to make is, you know, as we're opening up and as the weather is getting warmer, yeah. You know, you see that younger folks are going out and they're going about their day as if COVID does not exist. And COVID is still a very real threat. Yes. And I just want to encourage everyone, as you're making your travel plans, please understand that you're not considered fully immune to the COVID-19 virus until about 2 weeks after your last dose of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines, or at least 2 weeks after your first dose of the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine. So please be mindful of that. You cannot receive your second dose today and be considered fully immune and start your travels. So just please plan for that as you're going about your days and planning your trips. It is important that we continue to protect one another. If you receive your vaccine, please continue to wear your mask. And do your part into reaching herd immunity.
That's right. Yes, yes. Yeah. And the public health measures are still extremely important. So, you know, I got vaccinated with the Moderna, and, I actually about 4 weeks ago was my second dose. And I was telling people when I had my first dose, you know, I had a little bit of soreness in my left arm. And then after the second dose, you know, I had pain in my right arm. It was pretty bad. And I said, that's because I was running for a Zoom meeting and hit my right shoulder on the door. I still had the shot on the left, but my right shoulder was hurting a heck of a lot more than my left one. And I didn't really have any, you know, untoward consequences. I know some people who felt a little bit sick for the first 24, 48 hours, but that is a lot better, you know, having a slight fever, some soreness, some headaches, than being put on a ventilator for 6 weeks and maybe not coming off. So the trade-off, and, you know, when I was in the military, we, you know, going over to, as a combat veteran, so when we were going over to Iraq, you know, we had, Operation Iraqi Freedom, we had this whole thing with getting vaccinated. So they put three shots in one arm, two in the other, give you a card and say, lose that card, and you'll get vaccinated again when you get overseas. So everyone was holding on to that card with both hands and both feet, you know, making sure they kept it. And so, you know, we survived that. We survived all kinds of things that they gave us in the military and did well with it. And it probably protected us to a great deal when we were overseas from getting some serious illnesses. Personally, I've walked through a polio ward in Uganda. And I do not want to see polio here. So, you know, even getting to childhood immunizations are so important. But this is something that we know is effective and safe, and we have got to make sure that we, ask your providers, learn something if you have to. Go to the VA. I guess the website has some information in the CDC. But learn about this and make sure you protect yourselves. I think that's the message, right, Santonio?
That is absolutely the message. There is a slew of information out there available, again, via the CDC.gov website as well as the VA.gov website and our local Jesse Brown VA Medical Center website. Please use all of these resources to educate yourself about the vaccine. I understand there's a great deal of hesitancy about the vaccine and how quickly it was pushed through, but understand there are millions upon millions of people who have received this vaccine, and there are millions upon millions of people who have not. And which side would you rather be on? Working in this hospital system since the pandemic has begun, it's been a tragedy. And I just really want to encourage people to, you know, to take advantage of the opportunity to become vaccinated. As you think, there may be some brief side effects of tenderness, or you may have chills or fever. But again, would you rather have that for a day or two, or would you rather be admitted to the hospital and undergo all of the different complications that COVID-19 may present?
Yeah, so you know, the number you call is 312-569-5801. And if I call that number, what can I expect? You know, someone will come on the phone, and what will kind of walk me through that process?
Sure. So if you're already a veteran, so If you're already enrolled in our healthcare system, you can go ahead and call that number. You should be able to get an appointment right then and there, no problem whatsoever. Just call and let them know. This line is strictly for the COVID-19 vaccine. So call them up, say, hey, I'm veteran such and such, or I'm caregiver such and such, or I'm spouse of such and such, and I would like to receive my vaccine, and we'll get you. If you're already enrolled in our system, we will get you scheduled right then and there. If you've never received VA healthcare before, or you don't believe that you're enrolled in our system, that's okay. Please visit the VA.gov website. Access the Keep Me Informed tool where you sign up about the vaccine. That information is transmitted to us almost immediately, and we will reach out to you if you don't reach out to us. But if you're already enrolled in our system, please call that number and you'll get scheduled an appointment right then and there. We do most times have same day availability. So if you'd like to come in same day, just let us know that and we'll get you squeezed in.
Yeah. You know, because one of the things I do is some teaching too. And one of the things I always tell, you know, the students that I teach, you know, the graduate students, I always say, you know, science never asks you to believe in it, but it's incredibly unforgiving if you do not. So, you know, we know the science behind this, and we know what happens if you get COVID-19 and what the risks are that you're taking. And with taking those risks, it's just like walking to the edge of a cliff, right? And on your way down, gravity never asks you, do you believe in me? It's taking you to the bottom, right? So we really have to – oh, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing. The evidence is there. Whether you can appreciate science in its totality or not, the evidence is there. You know, this is a much safer option for us. The COVID vaccine, the three vaccines that are currently available to us are all considered and deemed safe and appropriate and effective. There is no reason you should doubt the safety of these things. Again, it's been tested upon millions and upon millions of Americans and millions upon millions worldwide. And again, it's a far greater outcome than not.
Yeah, you know, it's part of our readiness too, because many, you know, veterans have a different breed, right? You know, we volunteer to go to war for less than minimum wage sometimes, as far as the hours go. And so a lot of our veterans also are police officers. Some of them are serving as firemen. They're serving as paramedics, you know, and EMTs in many different capacities within the healthcare system. So we need to be in a state of readiness, right? Because, you didn't just get vaccinated when you went overseas. You got vaccinated on a schedule to make sure that you were covered and you had proof of vaccinations, you know, in case you needed to go overseas, that you were ready. Because as you were mentioning, it can take 10 to 14 days after getting that vaccination to become, you know, immunized or to develop the immunity you need. And after the first dose, you know, what I've been hearing is that people sort of let their guard down, as you were mentioning, and they actually get COVID-19 before they get the second dose. So, and you don't get it from the vaccination. That's not how you get it. It can't be transmitted to you through a vaccination. I think a word to the wise, use those public health measures you were mentioning, washing your hands at least 20 seconds, soap and water, use the hand sanitizers if you don't have water and soap, and then also making sure you have that physical distance, 6 to 8 feet, keep that mask on. It's our body armor against this thing.
It is the most effective defense we have right now against the COVID-19 vaccine. You know, I've traveled myself quite a bit since the pandemic. I have worked in a hospital, obviously, since the pandemic began, and I've been fortunate enough not to catch the virus because I have taken the appropriate safety precautions in donning my mask at all times, washing my hands as frequently as possible, and physically distancing as appropriate. So please, I encourage you all to, even if you receive the first dose, please do not let your guard down. The temporary complications that you may endure, again, far outweigh the cons of contracting the COVID-19 virus. Please wait until you're fully vaccinated. That is, if you receive your second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccination, or the first and sole dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. And then try your best to wait 2 weeks before making any major travel plans.
Great, great. Thank you, Santonio. Santonio Sanders, U.S. Navy veteran and VBA, Jesse Brown, VA, group practice manager, and our partner, Jesse Brown, VA Works. We are so glad to have you on board. We were looking to have you back again, but we are going to a station break right now. And again, call that number 312-569-5801. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation, 1690 WVON. War is not the answer.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits, or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1735.